Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, August 21st, 2007. This is Joe Francique of Directions Media, and I'm joined as usual by my colleague, Adina Schitzberg, our executive editor. Today we'll discuss two seemingly unrelated recent news items, one from Intel, the other from the Travel Channel, regarding mobile computing and the infotainment business. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Image Server, you can maximize the value of your imagery by processing and distributing it on the fly, enterprise-wide. Learn more about ArcGIS Image Server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
So, Adina, these two press releases that came out this month, one from Surf and Intel announcing a joint collaboration agreement, and the other from the Travel Channel and TeleAtlas to deliver programming content, they seem unrelated. There was a common thread that I took away from this, which is they both talk about the infotainment business. I'll start with the Surf and Intel agreement. Surf is a company that is a manufacturer of GPS technology. We've had a chance to talk with Kanwar Chadha, who was our keynote speaker in the Location Intelligence Conference. You know, Surf is really positioned to get as many GPS chips into mobile devices as possible. Intel kind of has been in the dark about what they're going to do in mobile technology, so this was kind of an interesting announcement. The Travel Channel announcement with TeleAtlas was primarily one in which they want to look at location-based travel-related content and get them into as many devices as possible, whether that's, again, mobile, in-car. I think the in-car opportunity is huge here, and that's where I think both of these announcements are kind of headed. So, again, these press announcements didn't really say a whole lot, but my takeaway on this is that you've got two very large companies, Intel, and then a big media partner who is actually owned by Cox Communications, so that's the Travel Channel, and they're shooting for a very interesting market here in mobile location-based computing.
Well, I think you make a really good point about the real focus of both of these perhaps being the in-vehicle space. Because while we love the idea of carrying around this thing in our pocket that does everything, you know, it's only got so big a screen, and it certainly has some limitations. But once you get in your car, which is a larger mobile thing that isn't your body, you have all kinds of more options. You've got a bigger screen. You've got people sitting in the back seat who can be entertained while the driver is driving. So it's really in the same idea that Starbucks talks about it as a location, as a third place that's not home and it's not work if it's a place you go. You could argue your vehicle is another one of those third places. And what they're trying to do now is move all those things that we like to have in our house, our laptops, our desktops, the connectivity that those provide and the resources that those provide into the car. So I think you may have that one spot on. I do want to point out another common thread here. And that's it. As you read both of these press releases, it's very clear that what these four companies are doing in sets of two is partnering together to provide a combined product that then they are going to make available to their channel. And their channel are developers. So when TeleAtlas provides not only its data, but it also provides access to video and commentary on locations from the Travel Channel, it's got to convince its partners that this is something they want to put, you know, on their handheld devices, in their packaged software touring tools, and so forth. In the same way, Intel and Surf, when they put together whatever it is kind of package that they're going to provide, they're going to need to then sell that down the chain to the people who make the GPSs and the phones and the in-car nav systems.
We probably ought to mention yet a third press release that actually came out this morning from TeleAtlas about their LBS Innovator Series, their Maps in the Apps contest. And this goes to your point about targeting the developers. Everybody in these announcements that we've seen is kind of saying, well, you know, I've got to make my channel happy. You know, I want to really promote my technology to the developers. But they're not, in a sense, taking the risk themselves. They're putting tools in the hands of people who are taking the risks and putting it out there. So it almost seems as if, you know, well, you know, I know I'm in this market, but I'm going to be on the sidelines a little bit, and I'm going to let my partners, you know, go out there and latch onto that. It's almost akin to what happened, you know, when we saw the mashups come out, you know, 2 years ago. Hey, we're going to put this API out there, and we're just going to let you guys go have fun with it.
Right. And I have always been suspicious of press releases that come out and say thus and such company has signed a strategic agreement with this other company. And certainly within our industry, we've seen hundreds of those in the past 10 years. And I haven't run the numbers, and maybe this is a good project for a rainy day, but to find out how many of those announcements actually ended up with products coming out down the road. Because an awful lot of them get announced and nothing happens. And you make a really good point about risk. It's not very risky for two companies to sign a piece of paper that says we're going to work together. In the case of Surf and Intel, it does sound like things have actually been licensed, so there was some legalese involved there. But the investment thus far has probably been in some lawyers more than any, you know, kind of development of any kind. I would make the same argument about the Teleatlas Travel Channel deal. It was an awful lot of signing of papers, but they didn't really have to do much. It's sort of you put the two things together in a box and send them down the channel and see what happens.
Right. I would tend to agree. I think you're right. I think the Surf and Intel agreement is a little bit more hardwired, and not to make a pun out of that, but the point is that, you know, the technology that Surf has is kind of unique. They obviously want to get on, you know, get the chip into more devices. Intel has already, you know, got a lock into many, many different areas. And of course, they see the vehicle market as being, you know, an electronics, you know, haven there for, since the car is so much more of the analytics of a car is being controlled by computing technology. You know, that's a situation here where people get into a car and they drive it, right? They don't think of that as an entertainment center. But more and more, you know, devices are being shoved into the car, not just the nav device, but, you know, they've had, you know, CD, you know, players and DVD players in there. And now they're looking at that as kind of a link to the infotainment market. And I would suggest that actually these the two announcements could go hand in hand, because if you're in a car and you're taking a long trip, you want to know about places as you go by them. You know, you just don't want to drive the car. At least that's the opportunity. And I see that a location-based infotainment system could be very useful. In fact, I'm planning a trip this weekend in which I'm trying to think of an add-on side trip, and I would like to know as I'm going down the highway what potential other travel venues are there. And I would think that this is one of those things that's a nice to have, but it's going to take, somebody's going to have to build a market for it. And this is kind of one of those first steps.
Right. And it's interesting to ask the question of who is leading whom into that market. And the press release that I'm reading is from Teleatlas, and it says that Teleatlas is now going to make the content of the Travel Channel available to its partners for Teleatlas digital map users worldwide. So this is a case of Travel Channel taking advantage of the relationships that Teleatlas already has. And this is an interesting, the timing of this was sort of interesting because it was, in fact, after the announcement of TomTom's planned acquisition of Teleatlas. So that group of digital map users worldwide may be changing, as we've suggested in the past.
Well, it seems like that what they want to do is, again, get this technology into the hands of more people. And so these seemingly unrelated relationships, you know, a Travel Channel and a digital mapping, you know, company, seems unrelated. But here again, you've got two very large companies stepping, you know, with a very big footprint stepping into the mix.
I think we need to actually keep our eyes open, because really these are both content companies. You could make that broad sweep and say the Travel Channel is a content company. Most of its content is video. Teleatlas is a content company. Most of its content is digital data. So I think we should be looking for other content companies to be partnering in with our geospatially known companies.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. For the Surf and Intel deal, I've kind of wondered, when Intel is going to come out of the closet with their mobile location strategy. I know that they're working on it. We've seen bits and pieces of it. Surf, it's a chip company. It's kind of one of those things where you wonder if Intel is going to buy Surf or another GPS company. It makes sense from that point of view if you're trying to really broaden your strategy.
I think you're quite right. And the other twist to the first thing I said about these partnerships being partnerships for the developers in each of those different spaces is the next question, which is, how known does TeleAtlas want to be to the end user? Do the end user really know whether they've got Navtech data or TeleAtlas data or whatever, or Travel Channel content on their device? Is that going to be something these companies think is important? Or is it going to end up being, TomTom's device or Garmin's device or whatever?
Well, Navtech has certainly tried to make that play to brand Navtech on board.
Right, which is the exact parallel of what? Intel Inside.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Now, Surf, we know of the chip makers. We sort of follow the industry, but I don't think most people know what kind of chip is in their GPS. They haven't made that kind of step yet.
No. The only thing I could relate it to is when MapPoint 2006 came out, it seemed to be that the SurfStar 3 chip was kind of branded. They kind of made a point of pointing to the fact that this was a SurfStar chip. And I've had other devices which the Star 3 chip has been, I thought, an excellent piece of technology because it acquired the satellites really fast. But I don't know how much that really makes a difference to the consumer.
Right. Well, to the consumer is one thing, to the people marketing it. I mean, will it be a big deal if somebody can say, the chip in my mobile device is the Intel Surf location solution?
Well, in some of the newer Garmin devices, some of the running watches, I think, promote the fact that they've got the SurfStar chip in it.
Right, and I guess what I'm suggesting here is this is another opportunity to brand both, in this case, the Travel Channel and TeleAtlas, and Intel and Surf. Intel certainly has a stronger name, but it would be wonderful if Surf could sort of, ride on its shoulders from a branding perspective.
Well, there's certainly lots going on. Again, more players coming into the location space from the Travel Channel to Surf to Intel. So it's one that that keeps us busy. Thanks for joining us today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that they are launching a GIS for Public Works seminar series next month. These no-cost Public Works seminars will be held September through October 2007 at select locations throughout the United States. Reserve your seat today, and for more information about that, please visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you have a comment about today's recording, please contact us at editors@directionsmag.com. And be sure to tell a friend.